KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 74. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 47, highs around 78 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. On Capitol Hill this week, Congress has until Friday to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government fully operating after the new fiscal year begins on Saturday. Democrats have so far been unable to agree among themselves on whether to include provisions sought by Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia to accelerate permitting of pipelines and electrical transmission lines. The reforms would benefit fossil fuels as well as renewable power and carbon sequestration projects. Manchin said on Fox News Sunday yesterday, "It's a chance in a lifetime for us to have energy independence and making sure we can take care of the American people with lower energy prices, producing more oil, producing more gas, but we have to have permitting reform if you're going to deliver it." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York has insisted on including the permitting reforms in the continuing resolution to honor a deal with Manchin, but the provisions face opposition from progressive Democrats as well as Republicans. The House, meanwhile, will vote this week on a reauthorization of the Global Food Security Act that provides direction and funding authorization for the Feed the Future program, which was launched under the Obama administration in 2010 to develop agriculture and food systems in low-income countries. The law initially passed in 2016, reauthorized in 2018. The bill the House will consider would reauthorize the Feed the Future through fiscal year 2028. It also increases the authorized funding. The level of the U.S. Agency for International Development Emergency Food Security Program to $3.9 billion a year starting in fiscal year 24. The fund is authorized right now at $2.8 billion annually, heavily used to provide cash assistance and vouchers to address crisis around the world. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Prosecutors say the semi-driver accused of causing a crash that killed two people in Wamego last month appears to have been texting around the time of the accident. Formal charges against Mark E. Stanwix, 44, of Lecompton, were filed in Pottawatomie County District Court on Friday, September 16th. The accident happened Wednesday, August 10th, on U-24 near Airport Road in Pottawatomie County. Officials say Stanwix was driving a semi eastbound when he rear-ended two vehicles that were stopped in the eastbound lane, one of which was making a left turn. Randy Tinkle, 37, of Wamego, was pronounced dead at the scene. A liberal man has died from injuries he sustained in an oil rig explosion in North Dakota on September 2nd. Oscar Gilberto Gandara, 37, of Liberal, died September 15th from his injuries he suffered in the drilling rig accident. The Associated Press also reports that three additional people were injured in the explosion. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead. Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Kansas man died in an accident at a dirt track just after noon on Sunday in Bates County, Missouri. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reported a 2017 Yamaha motorcycle driven by 50-year-old Jody C. Warren, 50 of Ottawa, was on the Midwest Extreme Dirt Park Ramp 2. The motorcycle went airborne, overturned, and the driver was ejected. Warren was pronounced dead at the scene. Just after 9 p.m. on September 24th, officers investigating an altercation that had occurred in a parking lot in the 700 block of Kansas Avenue. That's according to Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson. A 39-year-old victim reported being threatened by a man she did not know who was holding what appeared to be a handgun. The victim saw an officer on patrol nearby and notified him. Police arrested Kyle A. Lolly, 32, of Atchison, on requested charges of aggravated assault. Police also recovered a pellet gun resembling a handgun at the scene, as according to Wilson. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office has publicly identified a body found Thursday on Highway 275. Thursday around 2:30 in the afternoon, construction crews notified the authorities of a possible dead body on Highway 275 south of Morningside Road near Fremont. The body was identified Friday, but the individual's identity was publicly withheld while the family was notified. Saturday, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office publicly identified the deceased man as 27-year-old Joshua Martinez of La Vista. The investigation is still ongoing. On Saturday, Buffalo County Sheriff's Office deputies were called out to a motor vehicle crash at 4:30 near Grand Island Road and Shelton Road. After arriving on the scene, law enforcement saw a Dodge pickup and a Toyota Highlander had collided and multiple people were injured. Three adults and three juveniles were transported to local area hospitals. The investigation continues. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer exclusive Raptor Brown 52500. 0.99% APR available on select new certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with a free credit expires September 12th, 2022.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last meeting opened and approved a bid for demolition of the health department building in Marysville, damaged by the June tornado, as well as two adjacent buildings at that location east of the health department that had been recently purchased by the county. The only bid for demolition of those structures in the 600 block of Broadway was $69,700, submitted by Inline Construction of Marysville. They'll include fill to be compacted where a new structure can be built. Foundation walls adjacent to the sidewalks will be removed to below grade. They estimate the start to demolition approximately 2 weeks after being awarded the job. Completion from start to finish should take around 10 working days. Demolition, though, will likely not be able to be started until after the real estate close October 31st. Commissioners will move forward setting up a meeting with local banks to present and discuss options for a lease purchase agreement for construction of a new law enforcement center and jail complex. A bid from Husker Steel and Norfolk Construction to construct a bridge in Elm Creek Township was approved unanimously in the amount of $137,000, but could be higher depending on how much drilling needs to be done. Marshall County Friday hosted the Northeast Kansas officials meeting with some 70 county officials from 17 Northeast Kansas counties in attendance. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The health nurse reported that flu clinics are being planned and the new COVID booster is available. Ron Newts resigned from the hospital board, and Jimmy Finlayson will be retiring from Washington County Public Works October 1st. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting was mostly routine business last week. Pottawatomie County Economic Development is seeking feedback and input regarding rural minority enterprise development. Those wishing to reply should contact Jack Alston with GreaterManhattan.org. Sunflower State Radio, which includes the KNDY radio stations, was recently named top website in small market radio by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters during their annual awards competition. Marshall County native Derek Nestor serves as webmaster.
It was, I think, in the summer of 2015, I was kind of brainstorming one evening, and I kind of came up with the idea of the name Sunflower State Radio, mainly because all of our stations were located in Kansas. And so I think later that fall or very early 2016, we officially launched our first Sunflower State Radio website.
Derek Nestor was a recent guest on our public affairs program. He emphasized the importance of public support in accessing and interacting with the station's website and social media, which includes Dearking Communications 8, Kansas radio stations in Marysville, Glen Elder Beloit, and Norton.
We're glad that you use KNDY. You get your local news from there. You get your entertainment in your country. I thank everybody who's, you know, supported us over the years, have visited our website, have sent us emails, ask questions. We're always happy to help. We're happy that everybody's out there and tuning in and visiting our website. It means a lot to me personally as well as for the station.
Deborah S. Jordan Harris, age 57, of Herkimer, passed away Saturday at her home. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive Friends Wednesday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Debbie Jordan Harris. James Jim A. McCartney, age 83, of Odell, passed away Friday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Private family interment in the Lanham Cemetery. Registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet Friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jim McCartney.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying much drier this week and temperatures will stay more temperate. Temperatures will actually sit slightly below average this week, as we can usually expect highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout this time of year. Today, we can expect lots of sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout the state. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying slightly warmer as we head into Tuesday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s, and mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Temperatures will stay slightly cooler throughout Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s, and partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Temperatures will then stay fairly consistent throughout the end of this week, as the jet stream continues to sit further up north over Canada. But conditions will change early next week with cooler temperatures and a chance of rain, and continue to stay dry and sunny. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late September 78, record high on this date 99, the average low 53, and the record low 29.
Sunset this evening, 7:19. Sunrise in the morning at 7:19.
The timing of Mother Nature's great fall color display is always unpredictable, but we will share some ballpark estimates today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With canvasprints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At canvasprints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 26th, the 269th day of the year. Tennis player Serena Williams and Johnny Appleseed, real name John Chapman, were both born on this day. What's the schedule for peak color in your part of the country? It varies from season to season, but on average, here's what to expect. There's already plenty of color in New England, with prime time usually occurring in the first week of October. The Midwest, Great Lakes, and Central Appalachians are ablaze by mid-October, and you'll find lots of red and gold the following week in the southern Ohio Valley, mid-Atlantic states, and Pacific Northwest. According to experts, it's a succession of warm, sunny days followed by cool, crisp nights that bring out the most vivid fall color. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Western National Bank is proud of the Southern High School fall sports teams, wishing all of them a victorious and successful season. The athletes have worked hard, and their determination is sure to pay off in the upcoming events. Good luck and go Raiders from your fans at Western National Bank in Wymore, member FDIC. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel is proud to support the Auburn fall sports teams. These athletes are on fire. The Bulldogs have the drive, spirit, and talent to defeat the competition at the events this week. Good luck, guys and girls, from Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays. Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is thrilled with the Fairbury Jeffs and Diller Odell Griffin's fall sports teams. The athletes' dedication and skill are sure to bring home the wins. Good luck, guys and girls, from your supportive friends and loyal fans at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Fairbury and Odell. Proud to support the athletes.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. After the K-State Wildcats stunned Oklahoma Saturday night, they found themselves in the top 25. The latest AP poll was released Sunday afternoon, and K-State received 166 votes compared to zero last week. Quarterback Adrian Martinez displayed a masterful performance in primetime, rushing 21 times for 148 yards and four touchdowns, while adding 234 yards through the air and to score. The Wildcats, who are now 3-1 on the season, welcome Texas Tech, who's also 3-1, to Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Despite a 4-0 start to the 2022 season, the Kansas Jayhawks missed out on a spot in the AP Top 25 poll. KU topped Duke Saturday afternoon 35-27. The 4-0 Jayhawks will be at David Booth Memorial Stadium on Saturday against 3-1 Iowa State, with kickoff slated for 2:30. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Indianapolis Colts safety Rodney McLeod helped seal a huge win over the Chiefs yesterday, picking off quarterback Patrick Mahomes with 8 seconds left in the clock, earning their first win of the season, 20-17. By the way, that was Mahomes' first interception of the season as the Chiefs fall to 2-1 on the year. The Chiefs now prepare for the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. Kickoff is set for 7:20 p.m. Luis Castillo, fresh off signing a rich contract with Seattle, got chased as the Royals erupted for 11 runs in the sixth inning and a wild 13-12 win Sunday night that cost the Mariners a chance to move up in the AL wildcard standings. Kansas City announced attendance was 18,350 for the game. It brought its season total to 1,277,776. That's a little over 201,000 fewer than 2019, the most recent season before COVID-19 restrictions. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Valley Heights overtime win versus Republic County 22-16 on Friday as Hanover tripped Blue Valley 52-6. Frankfort handled Donovan West 54-6. Axtell shut out Lynn 56-0. Clifton Clyde over Washington County 22-6. Centralia beat Troy 20-19. Marysville beat Concordia 30-6. Abilene over Chapman 28-6. Clay Setter took Hiawatha 61-0. Wamego over Casey Washington 51-16. Diller O'Dell edged Humboldt, Table Rock Steiner 48-44, and Southern tripped Thayer Central 36-8.
The Bulldogs defeated the Concordia Panthers 30-6 at Pat Land on Memorial Field on Friday night. The Bulldogs took advantage of four Panther turnovers, one of which occurred on the Bulldog one-yard line, to secure a 1-0 start to district play. Brooke Williams led the Bulldogs offense with over 160 yards of total offense and three TDs. Two through the air, the twin brother, Rhett. Marysville led 15-6 at the half and extended the lead with two fourth-quarter touchdowns, including a 50-plus yarder from Dakota Slupionic to seal the victory. Marysville travels to Rock Creek next Friday to take on the Mustangs in district action. Tune in to KNY Catch the Game. Marysville 30, Concordia 6. Reporting for KNY, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Valley Heights Mustangs, an overtime win, held off Republic County 22-16 on Friday. A back-and-forth battle all night as Republic County scored on their first possession early in the ballgame. Colin Dahl for a 41-yard touchdown. They had a two-point conversion, the early lead. Valley Heights answers on their next possession. 35-yard touchdown pass from Shanks to Dummermuth. DeWalt for the conversion and the tie, 8-all. It was Scrivener scampering 70 yards on the next kickoff and Dahl to Martin on a two-point conversion for a 16-8 lead that Republic County held to halftime. Third quarter score, DeWalt from 2 yards out. Dummermuth carries for the two-point conversion to tie the game at 16 apiece. That's where we went to overtime. Valley Heights overcomes a defensive penalty and an offensive penalty, holding Republic County from their first chance to strike. And then Jaden DeWall goes 15 yards for the win, 22-16. Mustangs improved to 2-2. Republic County winless in 4 starts this season. Reporting for KNY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Be prepared to protect annual flowers and vegetables as temperatures drop throughout the fall and winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants vary in their ability to tolerate frost. tender plants such as tomatoes, peppers, coleus, and impatiens will not tolerate freezing temperatures. They'll be the first plants to suffer frost damage. So be prepared to cover these plants even when a light frost is predicted. Cool season vegetables like broccoli, collards, and Brussels sprouts, as well as half-hardy and hardy annuals like ornamental kale, alyssum, and pansies, can tolerate a hard frost when temperatures drop to as low as 28 degrees. Monitor the various gardens throughout your yard. Plants growing in open or low spots in the landscape are more susceptible to frost damage. Those planted near the house or under trees may be spared from some early frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For communities near two time zones, it can sometimes be confusing which time one is using when hosting an event. In Fort Pierce, South Dakota, most folks use Central Time, even though the town is actually in the Mountain Time Zone. There's one time, though, when that later time has proved a benefit over the years. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The town of Fort Pierce is on the west side of the Missouri River, opposite the capital city of Pierre. When Carl Fisher's family decided to build a new location for their business that began here in 1899, they used the resources from the east side of the river.
They bought an old packing plant in Pierre, tore it down, and then brought the bricks over to build their store here.
Fort Pierre had cattle and cowboys and took advantage of the technicality that they sat in the Mountain Time Zone 1 hour later than their friends across the river in Pierre.
The time zone is the Missouri River, so we got an extra hour over here.
That allows the bars to stay open an hour later than they do in Pierre. The Fisher store could sell you just about anything you needed for your home, farm, or ranch on the west side of the Missouri River.
It was a general store, and it had groceries, and it had furniture, and it had piece goods, and it had clothing, and it had shoes, and it had boots. You could buy Stetson hats. You could buy anything and everything in the general store.
Carl came home from college in 1958 and began working in the store. He remembers the flood of 1952 that had a short and long-term impact on this town.
Flooded my folks' house, and my brother and I walked the railroad bridge to get to Pierre to stay with some friends over there. And there were people that put their cars on the railroad tracks with not much air, and that tire would kind of fit over the rails, and they drove their cars across the railroad bridge over here.
That flood was one of the last before the completion of the Owyhee Dam. While this town still has plenty of cattle and cowboys who come to town, the lake attracts plenty of people for fishing and recreation. Driving the countryside in Fort Pierre, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Nothing says fall like bright orange pumpkins. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With proper harvest and storage, they'll stay in top shape for all of your autumn activities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there, too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Several years ago, we had a small pumpkin patch that produced maybe 3 pumpkins, but it was fun to watch them grow over the summer. The toughest part was figuring out when to pick them. Mike Rogge is a local foods and small farm educator at the University of Illinois. He says to harvest when the pumpkins are a deep orange color because they don't ripen any further after they're picked.
They're living when you pick them. They're still attached to the vine. You want to make sure the vine is healthy for picking them yourself. If you're selecting them from a store that are already picked, pick ones that have a nice, fresh, green handle. And the surface is entirely smooth. There's no disease or insect pressure on there.
Pumpkins should be harvested before the first hard freeze, which could damage the skin and kill tissue. Frostbitten pumpkins don't last very long. A healthy pumpkin will stay good for up to a couple of months when stored properly. Rogge says the best place for a pumpkin is in a pie. But if you have other plans for it, it should go through a curing process similar to potatoes and onions. This allows the rind of the pumpkin to toughen up.
Put it in a 80-85 degree temperature, 80-85% humidity environment for perhaps 10 days to 2 weeks to let it cure out. After that's happened, you want to place them in a single layer, not touching, and off of a wet concrete floor. And you want probably a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees at that point in time.
Put a piece of wood or cardboard on the bottom of your pumpkins to absorb any moisture that might collect underneath. For long-term storage, wash the fruit in a solution of 1 cup of chlorine to 1 gallon of water. This will kill bacteria that could cause rot on the pumpkins. Learn more about pumpkin harvest and storage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The other day I was helping my son with a Lego set, and after a while, I had to recruit my husband to help. Needless to say, my son finished much quicker without my help. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, putting together a financial strategy can feel like putting together a difficult Lego set. There are so many different components between ensuring you have enough for your immediate needs and planning for your future.
If you're unsure how to put together a strategy for your money, you may want to consider working with a financial professional. A financial professional can help you take into consideration your daily needs, as well as your short-term and your long-term goals in life. Additionally, they can help you incorporate an element of generosity into your strategy so that giving doesn't become an afterthought. So consider taking the leap today and connect with a financial professional. Doing this may help you achieve financial clarity, enabling you to live with more purpose and gratitude.
The conservation title and the federal farm program needs some work. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Federal Farm Bill conservation programs are not working so well. That's what the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry heard recently from organizations asked to comment. Nicole Berg is president of the National Association of Wheat Growers.
One of the biggest complaints we hear through our association is the lack of technical assistance, boots on the ground. And then when they do get boots on the ground, let's do some mentoring. Get some of these new staff members out to the farm. Let's go kick some dirt. Some of these folks just need some training.
The head of the National Association of Conservation Districts, Michael Crowder, says the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the agency within the USDA that administers conservation programs, doesn't offer competitive pay.
Only 30% of the applications are funded. We have to simplify the applications and make sure more of them are funded.
Manning, Iowa cattle producer Shane Weiss says it's important to have these conservation programs functioning properly.
I think anything that helps promote young cattlemen and cattlewomen and farmers and ranchers in general to have a business improvement and still make conservation a priority would be a win for everybody.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday. Well, the USDA has extended the application deadline for Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative Cooperative Agreements until October the 6th. Now, the USDA is investing up to, check this out, $12 million in partnerships that expand access to conservation technical assistance for livestock producers and will increase the use of conservation practices on grazing lands. Project proposals for GLCI cooperative agreements will identify and will address barriers to accessing grazing assistance for producers. Now, the projects should address several concerns, including local natural resource concerns, use climate-smart ag, and forestry practices and principles, and encourage existing and new partnerships through emphasizing equity and advancing the resource needs of underserved communities. The project should also identify and implement strategies to quantify, monitor, report on, and verify conservation benefits associated with grazing management systems. Now, Terry Cosby says, who's the chief of NRCS, says privately owned grazing lands cover almost 30% of the landscape. So addressing climate change and conserving resources will happen through voluntary practices. If you want to apply for one of these grants, simply go to grants.gov. In another story, USDA data shows export sales of corn, beans, and wheat all fell to week during the 7 days ending on September the 15th. Now, corn sales during the week dropped sharply to 182,300 metric tons. That's down from 583,000 tons during the previous week. Now, Japan was the biggest buyer at 83,200 metric tons. Soybean sales to overseas buyers dropped quite a bit. Egypt was the top buyer, buying 174,000 metric tons of beans. And that's a look at your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Washington County Public Works is hiring a shop foreman, diesel mechanic, and two truck drivers. Starting wage for the shop foreman, diesel mechanic, $18.90 per hour. Truck driver starting wage $16.13 per hour. Both positions could be hired with experience. Both must have a Class A commercial driver's license with air brake and tank endorsement. Employer paid life insurance with competitive health and dental insurance. Position open until filled. Contact Washington Public Works at 785-325-2318.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agricultural innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time. That allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Buildings provide safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame Ag Buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For Ag Buildings demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
You'll be spending a lot of time in the field and on the tractor this fall. Learn how to get more mileage out of your fuel and save some money on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of diesel as field activity ramps up, but there are ways to get more efficiency out of each gallon. Roger Hoy is the director of the Nebraska Tractor Test Laboratory. The lab does drawbar testing to find out what gear produces maximum power and pull force of the tractor, and then reduce the load to 75 and 50%. The researchers then shift the tractor to a higher gear and reduce the throttle to match the same 75 and 50% conditions to show the fuel savings. He says if you have a traditional gear transmission tractor, you could cut fuel bills by gearing up and throttling down.
We oftentimes see as much as 40% fuel savings for being in the higher gear at reduced throttle when you don't really need all of the tractor's pulling power to pull the load that you're pulling.
Many newer tractors have a continuously variable transmission, or CVT. When set on automatic, the system chooses the right transmission gear ratio and the correct engine speed for the best fuel efficiency. If you till, obviously the deeper you dig, the more drawbar force is required, which uses more fuel.
The amount of force required generally doesn't exceed at most 70% or so what the tractor's actually capable of putting out. If the tractor seems to be doing its job fine in whatever gear and throttle setting you have, you know, I'd encourage farmers to try to shift up a gear or two and reduce the throttle, and if it's still pulling fine, just leave it there and you're going to save some fuel.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about stretching your fuel dollars at agriculture.com.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive. $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list. And a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71. It's a four-door four-wheel drive. $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at this time. Corn for December, down 10 and a quarter at 666 and a half. Corn for March, down 10 and a half at 671 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December, down 15 and three quarters at 934 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March, currently at 930 and three quarters. That's down 16 and a quarter. Oats for December, down 12 and three quarters at 382 and a quarter. March oats down 12 and a half, currently at 387 and a quarter. Taking a look at soybeans for November, down 13, currently at 1412 three quarters. Soybeans for January at 1418, that's down 13 and three quarters. For cotton at this time, down 369 at 8886. Cotton for March, down 3 and 21 at 86.46. Live cattle for October, down 97.5 cents at 143.27.5. Live cattle for December, down $1.75 at 146.80. Feeder cattle for September, down $1.25 per 100 at 176.87.5. Feeder cattle for October, down $2 right now at 176.30. When we take a look at gold, October gold down $21 at 16.23 and 10 cents. Gold for December down $22.60 at 16.33. Silver for September down 37 cents at 18.47. Silver for December currently at 18.50 and a half. That's down 40 and a half cents. Stock market looks like this: Dow Jones down 380, S&P down 42, Nasdaq down 56, trading at 10,811 shares currently.
If you are too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealers. Exclusive Raptor, Bronco, GT500, 0.98% APR available on select new and certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
As we transition into fall, supplementing cattle through the winter months is reaching the forefront of producers' minds. This year's drought, however, proposes a new set of challenges. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner shares how the ongoing drought might affect supplementation considerations for cattle.
You know, right now in the state of Kansas, we've got a large percentage of the state that's experiencing drought conditions. Now, for some of the state, that's been a relatively recent change, but here in the western half of the state, we've been dry for most of the grazing season. And so really have two scenarios that have kind of shaped up. In the west, there's been very limited new growth on some of our pastures. You know, in the southeast, there may be some residual forage there that producers can take advantage of. In a normal supplementation scenario during the winter months, we would typically be having a conversation about supplementing protein to those cows because that would be, you know, really one of our biggest limitations in that forage that's available. And what's different about a drought scenario is in many cases, one of our primary limitations actually may not be forage quality, but it may be just simply the availability of any forage to graze. And so in that scenario, we really got a situation where both energy and protein become a limitation in terms of meeting those cows' requirements.
Justin highlights how producers can take advantage of feeding an ionophore in a pasture setting.
We actually can use ionophores in mature cow diets and to animals that are grazing a forage-based diet. There's certainly some opportunity there. I often like to say that that's one of the most underutilized technologies that we could apply in a cow-calf scenario. So there's certainly an opportunity to do that. We can pick up some improvements in feed efficiency as well. There are some label rules that we have to follow in terms of both feed delivery as well as dosage. Typically, it's going to happen to be blended into a supplement to be fed, but it is something to consider, and the return on investment that we make for the cost of those products is going to be very good for those producers.
Justin goes on to explain how cow-calf producers in Kansas have a unique advantage in times of low forage supply.
Drought's really interesting because you have to get creative. There's certainly more to alternative forages and grazing opportunity than just simply feeding hay, and I think that's a good point to consider. What Kansas has that some other states may not have is a lot of failed crops or other opportunities that come up, you know, failed milo or corn residue or all of these crop aftermath type scenarios. And so those alternative grazing opportunities that might be out there, certainly take advantage of those. We see that nitrates can be a potential issue in some of that. Obviously, when there's plant stress, those are things to take into consideration. Being aware of those issues, doing some testing, those are all good things to do to try to manage our risk and get an assessment of where we're at. But certainly, you know, they present an opportunity to us. And if we can test them and evaluate that risk of some of those forages, I think that's certainly something, especially in a drought scenario, that we explore taking advantage of.
That was K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner speaking on supplementation considerations for managing cattle during drought. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.